This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Eight people were injured in an attack in Boulder yesterday. They were part of a walk and vigil to bring attention to the hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. When they stopped outside the county courthouse, a man used what investigators are calling a makeshift flamethrower on them. Here's Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern.
A lot of people are upset and questioning how this happened and why. Our hearts go out to everyone affected today here and in Colorado. We understand that this has a ripple effect in many communities.
Two of those injured were flown to a hospital burn unit. The suspect is in custody, and the FBI is investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. We'll have more reporting on the attack a little later in Morning Edition. Denver City employees will start taking furloughs this week as the city tries to shrink a $250 million hole in its budget. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Thousands of city employees will have to take between 2 and 7 unpaid days off by the end of the year. Mayor Mike Johnston hopes the move can save several million dollars. The city is facing a $50 million deficit this year and anticipates a $200 million hole next year. It blames lower than expected sales tax collections, the end of pandemic era federal funding, and economic uncertainty for much of its budget problems. In addition to furloughs, the city is under a hiring freeze, and layoffs are expected later in the year. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
School districts will now be able to use land they own for things like solar farms and affordable housing. Previously, districts could only lease unused land for a maximum of 10 years, making any sort of significant development difficult. A new law signed by Governor Polis allows districts to enter into leases of any length if they're for affordable housing or renewable energy projects. You're listening to CPR News. It is now 6:06.